And it's been an interesting first 2 hours here at the program, as it normally is. And we thank you so much for being here with us. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Jason, Herbert, Walker, Ross, and myself, Damian Barling. Welcome to those listening on the KHTK app. If you don't have that yet, what are you waiting for? Download it on the search KHTK in the App Store on whatever your smartphone is, tablet is. And while you're at it, right there as you download us, boom, hit the 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's really good for us. Get us noticed. I actually had a meeting yesterday in which I was able to tell some people who are rather important to what we do that, hey, man, we really pushing this app. That's going to be a revenue generator for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. I'm a bit surly when it comes to those meetings.
Salty?
Man. That's what the text meant. Yeah, I guess I did. The guy's like, why are you always so salty? I need a Snickers. What do you want from me? I'm not myself when I'm hungry.
There you go.
What do you want? And I'm always freaking hungry. Kings won last night, 99-92. A discussion there in the first hour about whether the NBA is boring. A lot of people weighing in on the text line here. At 44-11-40, I'm looking over at Chris. Looks like, are we having a hard time getting a hold of Sammy? All right, as soon as we can get Sam Amick on, we will do just that. Our KHTK NBA insider of USA Today. Starting rumors, by the way.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't start the rumor. He just reported something that was told to him that a lot of people within the league, a lot of front office people in the league believe Houston looks like an awfully attractive landing spot for LeBron James. Because we have him in L.A.,
you and I have him in Cleveland.
I got him in Cleveland, yeah. I don't think he's going to leave. I have this discussion with people all the time. I have one particular individual, you might be able to guess who thinks he could wind up in Washington. That same person thinks Philadelphia is a legit option for him. I don't see Philadelphia because Philadelphia strikes me as like, okay, you get LeBron, and I know you got some great things there, but is that a title team now?
Right.
But it's LeBron, so maybe
sure.
It is. Does that lighten his load? We don't know anything about Markelle Fultz yet. We know Ben Simmons and what he is. We know Joel Embiid is a hell of an athlete when he's on the floor. He doesn't even play every game yet. He doesn't play back-to-backs. I don't know that that one really fits.
I didn't see that one. Houston, I guess, with how they're built, sure. He's going to make any team better. But I still like him in Cleveland. I think that makes a lot of sense for him and for them. And it also depends on how this year ends, but it could end pretty well for them.
The Lakers, if LeBron goes to the Lakers, Philly, I think to a certain degree, it feels like he's still building something. If he goes to Houston, it's like
he's jumping in.
Yeah, they're like 20 and something and 4 right now.
Yeah.
But we'll bring in Sam Amick right now, our KHTK NBA insider. From USA Today. Sam, I mean, is LeBron's 23 jersey in Houston? I mean, is it ready? Like, how real is this? You're getting all sorts of love, by the way, on Pardon the Interruption and Around the Horn. I kept hearing about the great Sam Amick in this report that some people think LeBron might wind up in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason, guys, that it moves the needle a little bit is that we've kind of been stuck talking about the same couple of teams. Obviously, the Cavs. And the idea of him not going anywhere, and then the Lakers, and you know, you've had some pretty hardcore reporting coming. You know, Peter Vesey, who's been doing this a long time, came out and said it's already a done deal. He's going to Lakers, and I don't tend to believe that's the case. But this Houston thing is more and more intriguing the better they play, and that to me is the fun part about the regular season. Is I know some people get tired of the speculation, but the reality is. That since, you know, the Rockets can't really recruit LeBron right now, it's against league rules. What you can do is you could paint a picture for him and players like him that, you know, here's why you'd want to come to town. And so the way they've dominated, the way they play defense, the way they've looked, you know, even as currently constructed, looked capable of at least pushing the Warriors, you know, it just really opens up possibilities when it comes to how LeBron might see it. And then you've got, like, the personal dynamic that comes into play. Chris Paul is one of his best friends on the planet. He's got a good relationship with James Harden. And I, you know, my general feeling is if he's going to leave the East after all these years, you know, the idea of doing that with a Lakers team that's so young and unproven to me is not nearly as smart as going to Houston.
Yeah, and Sam, it seemed like, you know, we're talking all about this being speculation, but when L.A. was brought up before, it was maybe about LeBron's other interests. So Houston obviously would be a better team. You mentioned the connections he would have with Chris Paul and James Harden, but there's not that other aspect of Houston. Would that be a drawback at all for him?
So I don't think so. I mean, that's a real thing, and it's a hilarious, like, little game we're playing where he's leaving breadcrumbs, you know, all over the league in some regards. And I'll get to your question, Jay, but like in Philly, it's like, oh, well, Ben Simmons has Rich Paul, the same agent as LeBron, and so maybe there's something there, and you know, stuff like that. So with L.A., it has been that Maverick Carter, his business partner, lives in L.A., is based in L.A., the uninterrupted platform that he's invested in and, you know, has a major stake in is based in L.A., the Spring Hill Entertainment Company that he also runs with Maverick Carter, based in L.A. He now just bought his second home in L.A., although it's kind of, you know, he upgraded. He's not going to have two homes. He's going to sell the first one. And he got a massive home, I think, in Brentwood. And so all these things have people thinking it's the Lakers. But to your question, Maverick talked about this recently on an interview with Rich Eisen. And his basic premise and point was, this is LeBron James. He can get business done, you know, no matter where he is. And the reality is, if he wants to be in movies and act and things like that, that was never going to happen during the season anyway. He's not going to go from shoot around to a Hollywood studio and knock out a few scenes. You know, he's locked in basketball-wise during the season. And so, you know, they've been downplaying that idea that the entertainment and business allure of L.A. is really going to play a huge part.
Sam Amick, our KHTK NBA insider with us. Sam, I want to mention this, too, because I think this is an awesome thing that you and Jeff in the crew at USA Today did. If you want all your basketball news in one spot, subscribe to Sam's newsletter, the NBA Click and Roll. Again, it's really awesome. He's got it up, the link up on his Twitter feed. Of course, you can find it on USA Today, but it's like it's basically hoops hype, but all of Sam and Jeff's stuff is right there. It's really good, man. Kudos to you guys for getting that done.
I appreciate it, Damon. Shout out, not to interrupt you, our guy Mike Singer is cracking me up. He kind of coordinates our coverage. He's on our team, and he's indulging in this new voice that he's the guy who writes the newsletter. And as you, from reading it, have been able to tell, it's, you know, he's snarky, funny, lighthearted. Yeah. Like it's a fun read.
Yeah, it's really good. Jason and I were having a conversation earlier. In fact, we were all having a conversation earlier. There were two really, really entertaining games on ESPN last night with a lot of young talent. To kind of counter that, I was watching the Brooklyn Nets beat up the Washington Wizards. And I walked away from that, you know, all of those games having mixed emotions and looking at, you know, the standings in the two conferences, wondering, is the NBA boring? With all of these teams like hovering around 500, is this boring? Is this fun?
No, I think it is. I think it is. I mean, I hear what you're saying, that there's not as many dominant – there's you guys.
Yeah, we got you.
No, we're here.
Guys, you there?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry. I mean, there's not as many dominant teams, and you've got a little bit of the haves and have-nots going on. But I'm okay with the way things are unfolding, because you've got, you know, some good action at the top, especially with Kawhi Leonard coming back. So now the –
He just spoke it into reality.
And it's, you know, a lot of teams that
is Sam in Los Angeles again?
I don't know.
We gotta. What's the marquee game tonight, man? Where is Sam? We gotta keep.
Where in the world is Sam Amick?
Yeah.
Maybe OKC, Indiana.
That's an ESPN game. That's possible. That's for the Linear Championship, by the way.
Ooh.
That is for the Linear, but that's in Indiana, isn't it? He wouldn't be in Indiana.
Yeah, I doubt it.
He wouldn't. That's Jeff's territory. He wouldn't cross
Milwaukee, New Orleans. Could be in Houston. Charlotte.
He's probably in Roseville. You know what I mean? He's probably in his backyard.
Yeah.
Going to speak at a kid's
school.
Something.
Yeah.
When are you guys giving away the B-ball tickets? That's here on the text line at 44-1140. As soon as we wrap up this conversation with Sam Amick, we'll give those away. Right at 2:30. Make sure you're here with us, and we'll give those away. We got Sam. All right, Sam. We're looking at the schedule. It doesn't look – you're not in Los Angeles. Where are you that has such a terrible cell phone reception?
I was perusing the halls of Best Buy in beautiful Elk Grove, so I apologize. I stepped outside. I had a computer crash on me. I was having to get it fixed over here.
I don't know why I thought Roseville, but we were right. Sam's not on the road. All right.
No, not on the road. Sorry about that. We should be good now. I'm outside.
No worries.
To your question, Damien, I'm enjoying the fact that on any given night, you just go through the schedule and there's a lot of competitive basketball. So I'm not really getting caught up in how many teams can legitimately sell to their fan base that they have hope to win the championship. We all know that list is pretty short. But, I've learned a few things about, valuing competitive basketball. And shoot, in Sacramento, those fans can, appreciate that as much as anybody. What would they give to be 500 as far as Kings fans? It's fun to be competitive. So I feel like the league's in a decent place, and the Warriors have more competition at the top than I thought they would. So, I think they're doing okay.
Yeah, how seriously, you mentioned Kawhi, Sam, how seriously should we take the Spurs into consideration? And in the past, they've been good where no one would ever write them off. We know they'll still be a good team, but are they one of those contenders that you're talking about?
They are. I mean, last night, they lose to Dallas, and so it's, you kind of wonder. That's why basketball is just so weird. You know what I mean? Like, certain things look, great on paper. OKC is a great example because they're struggling and they've got three future Hall of Famers. So, you would think that bringing Kawhi back was going to be a major deal and be a positive thing. So we'll see how he adjusts. But, yes, I mean, I think that puts them right back in the mix. I think they're 19-9 now. And, we talked about Houston a little bit, how good they look. But the Spurs, their big thing is going to be trying to hold on to LaMarcus Aldridge and not allow him to become that passive personality that he sometimes is when Kawhi's on the floor, because he's been really good. And I think to this point, an all-star, and now they got to find a way to incorporate him with Kawhi again.
Well, you just mentioned all of the teams that are good, kind of those elite teams there with Kawhi back in San Antonio. Obviously, we opened up talking about Houston. What about Oklahoma City? I know that's a big conversation piece for a lot of basketball people, particularly you. You've covered the Thunder quite a bit. It's not – I mean, they're two games below 400, which feels like it's par for the course so far this season, but – it doesn't feel like it's going well there, Sam.
No, not at all. I mean, it does. It feels worse than 12-14. It feels like, 10-16 type of thing.
Yeah.
I think the inconsistency is, one of the reasons that people have not been able to put their finger on the pulse of the situation. They had a three-game winning streak recently where I was singing their praises. A lot of other people were. They were good in clutch time. I think that was like Minnesota, Utah, San Antonio. And then now they go back the other way. I mean, that game against Charlotte, was a bad loss. And we'll see what happens. I mean, what I kind of broke down is the fact that I'm still leaning pretty heavily from what I'm being told on the side of, I don't think they're going to get panicky and blow this thing up. The thing that I think Sam Presti knows he signed up for is that even if they didn't have as good a regular season as he wanted to, I think he is intrigued enough by what they might look like in the playoffs, that he's going to have to go ahead and see this thing through rather than trade Paul George at the February 8th trade deadline. I could be wrong because, reading Sam Presti's mind has never been a real easy thing to do. But, that's my sense of it right now.
And, Sam, how about the offshoots of that? Because when the deal was made to get a guy like Paul George, everyone said, oh, man, they fleeced Indiana. Well, conversely, the Pacers are, four or five games above 500, and Victor Oladipo is playing at an all-time best level. The fact that they play tonight, how much is that even kind of factoring in this, that George hasn't been as good and Oladipo's gone there and thrived?
Yeah, it's funny because, actually, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Paul's been really good individually. And it's Russ and Melo and then the supporting cast that have been the problem. Russ is not – he just seems uncomfortable trying to – play with these guys and not be the same guy he was last year. He's given up a lot of shots, but it just hasn't been good. He and Melo both are on pace for career low in shooting percentage, which is not a good look. The Paul thing, I give Paul a lot of credit. I really liked his comments today about Oladipo. I don't know if you guys saw those, but he kind of went out of his way to talk about how this is Victor's time, and it seems like you guys are asking him to compare himself to me quite a bit, and I don't think that's fair. Just let him have his time. He's leading this franchise. So he was very complimentary, certainly took the high road. He's going to get booed a lot tonight, And I wouldn't be shocked. To me, this feels like another one of those games, like when Golden State came to town and when we all thought it was going to be a bad night for the Thunder and they'd get run over. Part of me wouldn't be surprised if they don't have their way with the Pacers. I feel like everybody in that OKC locker room, you know, is going to be engaged and wanting to have Paul's back. And that probably, you know, if I was handicapping it, I think they'll probably win tonight. We'll see. We can talk next week about whether or not that was a silly prediction. But I'm excited to see that game. I think it'll be fun.
I tell you what, if Sam Amick thinks he's going to place the blame on Russell Westbrook and just gloss over it without me coming back at him, man, he is sorely, sorely mistaken. You know what? Since we're, you know, that's one of the big games tonight. A lot of people are talking about that, and you've kind of covered the stars there with Paul George and Melo and Russ. And Victor Oladipo has played really well, and that's gotten attention. The Russell haters like to say that he's playing really well because he's away from Russell Westbrook. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know. The Thunder are definitely going out of their way to push back against that narrative, and I understand why. It's hard for me not to say there's no truth to it. I mean, it's a different role for Victor. We knew that going in. And to his credit, it's like we just didn't think he had it in him to – you know, make the most of it like he has. But I just keep thinking back to, you know, the fact that he was invisible for so much of his short Thunder tenure, you know, whether it was on the floor and just, you know, I mean, I wrote at different times about how Oladipo is just, you know, he's supposed to be the Robin to Westbrook's Batman, and he wasn't that guy. So it's always hard to tell whose fault it is. But, you know, it's, when you see a guy blossom like he has, you know, so quickly after he leaves a certain location, it's tough to see. And then the narrative also is fed by the fact that even though Kevin Durant was an MVP in Oklahoma City, did some great things, you know, got to the finals, got to the conference finals, you know, multiple years in a row, you know, Kevin has talked since leaving about the style in which the Thunder played compared to the Warriors. And I think that's why people are talking the way they are. I just think that and it's not for lack of trying on Russ's part. I just think he has a hard time kind of completely committing to a style of basketball where, you know, it's not just the one pass and let's go for the assist. It's multiple passes and getting the defense on their heels and moving that ball over the floor. The Thunder don't do it, and I don't know whose fault it is. It's probably shared with Russ and Billy and the rest of those guys, but they don't seem like they're willing to shift to this stylistic change in the NBA.
You know, Sam, tomorrow the Kings play Minnesota for the first time. Haven't seen them yet. The record's fine. They rely so much on that starting five right now. Feels like Tibbs isn't trusting that bench. What have you seen when you've watched the Minnesota Timberwolves this year?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd say that, Jay. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, the other night his five starters had 42-plus minutes in an overtime game. If you look at the lineups, the most used lineup in the NBA is the T-Wolves starting lineup. And they've got like a 160-minute lead on the second-place lineup in terms of just minutes played. People think I've been hating on Tibbs lately. I like Tibbs. I don't think – it's like, great, maybe you're going to break the playoff streak and get in the playoffs. I just don't see how it's sustainable. You know, I had Jamal Crawford on the podcast last week, and admittedly, somebody gave me a hard time. They're like, man, you were just trying to get Jamal to kill Tibbs on there. You know, talking about how Jamal's not getting – I think his minutes are down like 11 per game compared to last year with the Clippers, and he was supposed to be their sixth man. So it's weird. And again, this formula is going to – it's definitely going to break the playoff streak, but I just kind of expected more out of this group in terms of making some noise once they got to the playoffs. And don't forget the backdrop here that, again, it's a little bit like Westbrook. It's hard to know who to blame because we just can't prove these things in court, so to speak. But, like, Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose, Luol Deng, there's a lot of Bulls players whose careers came to, like, really, you know, unwelcome endings unofficially during their time with Tibbs. And my concern is that, Karl Anthony Towns is already being interviewed and asked about what impact he thinks these minutes are going to have on the longevity of his career. I just don't think it's a great formula.
So when you say you don't think they'll be able to sustain it, once they get to the playoffs, it won't matter? Or you don't think this will work for a number of years with Minnesota?
I just think they're – I mean, I'm mainly just talking this year. I don't have the answer beyond this year because in a small market, their owner, Glenn Taylor, was so excited to get a big name like Tom Thibodeau that he obviously gave him control of the front office as well. So it's going to take a lot for that to change. I don't see that changing anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I'm more just saying that for this season, you know, I'm just waiting for the ticker to tell me that somebody got hurt, you know, at some point along the way, or that, you know, I mean, if they get lucky, excuse me, and they don't have a major injury and they get to the playoffs, then again, maybe I'll have egg on my face, because this is how you coach in the playoffs, not for 82 games in the regular season. That's the difference, is that he's doing it, you know, from October to April, which is not something we're used to seeing.
Sam, we always like to check in on kind of what you're up to next. What's kind of on your radar of things you're going to be following this week, next week, kind of in the next couple of weeks?
Well, first we're going to see if the Geek Squad can fix his computer. And I think I'm going to go tell them that I gave them free advertising and see if they
That's a good boy.
Free. The Lakers are on my radar. I sat down with Rob Pelinka recently, and I got to put that interview together. Good conversation about, you know, the Lakers. And obviously, you know, he was very careful to not have the words Paul George come out of his mouth after getting hit with a tampering fine. But perspective on what they're trying to build internally to make this thing sustainable and turn it around in Lakerland. So that's coming up. I'm trying to think what else. Next week I got some good stuff on the Warriors and their arena and how it is the Chase Center in San Francisco opening in 2019, how it's essentially going to be kind of the X factor to their longevity financially, and going to explore that topic a little bit. So that's kind of what's coming up next.
Well, this edition of Sam Amick brought to you by Best Buy and Elk Grove,
yeah.
Geek Squad. Good luck with that computer, Sammy. We appreciate you as
Hold
always.
On, let me put you on speakerphone and have him hear it.
Yeah, really. There you go. Sam, thanks, man. Have a great week. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. That is Sam Amick, our KHTK NBA insider and USA Today columnist.
We got to get a cut of that if it works out for him.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about how the Get Your Boy segment could be sponsored.
Yeah, there you go.
We're selling sponsorships,
That's
man.
Right.
2018's right around the corner.
Call us.
Yeah, you
want to?
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want us to advertise, yeah. man?
Message.
There it is.
Yeah.
You could be the message.
That's right.
He has been hard on Minnesota lately. Mm-hmm. I did hear his interview with Jamal Crawford, and I didn't feel like he was trying to get him to say anything bad about Tibbs, but I heard him and Jeff talking about how that team defensively, you know, with the minutes that they're playing defensively, they don't match up with what we are used to seeing from Tom Thibodeau,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like they're just trying to figure it out. But I feel like that's the theme of the NBA this year. We're just trying to figure it out right
yeah.
now. We don't know what's going on, with the very few exceptions of the Celtics, and I mean, Cleveland had a figure-it-out period.
Well, they will again when Isaiah comes back.
Right. Houston's doing just fine. Boston, mm-hmm. Golden State, you know, those teams that you expect, they're just fine. But minutes are always a concern, regardless of how young you are, particularly this early in the year.
Yeah, and coaches coach differently and how they believe, but Tibbs has been a kind of a guy that likes 7-8 guys, and he's going to play them a ton, and, you know— he's got a lot of young players in Minnesota, but we'll see what that does over the long haul. But I think there's enough talent, like Sam said, they should break their playoff drought streak. They have the longer one than the Kings. But what's it going to do? What's it going to do for them long term?
How much longer? 1 year?
For him?
For Minnesota, how much longer is the drought for the Kings? One year?
I think it's two.
Is it two?
Yeah, 2 years.
13 versus 11? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that. Too many.
This text here, 44-11-40, this is interesting. By the way, I'm sure you're aware now, Kings beat the Phoenix Suns 99-92 last night. Team is on their way to Minnesota. They will take on the Timberwolves, of course. That game is here on 11:40 at 5 o'clock. This text caught my attention. Pretty amazing how the NFL commissioner got all the networks to not air any of the harassment news in any of the major networks. I didn't think about that. That's not a bad plot there by the end. Hey, ignore all this NFL Network stuff, because don't forget that NFL Network is it's owned by the
yeah,
NFL.
Exactly.
Good ploy there by Raj.
Well done, Raj.
And the owners. But yeah, Roger Goodell is out as the NFL commissioner. 7 years.
7 years. Just yeah, mark the calendar, like one a day.
The lowdown is out of KHTK. Hopefully in 10 years. Yeah. Maybe in 2 weeks. Who knows? Mm-mm. Hopefully not. Yeah. Yo, what's up with your Yankees, man? Haven't we been through this before with them?
What's wrong?
Stockpiling? For you, nothing. For everybody else, they're annoyed. We'll explain next. Guys back on Twitter.
Oh.
I mean on the text line.
The text line?
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while. Or her.
Yeah, that's true.
We haven't seen this individual in a while. Thanks for the text. It says, free the organization, free the Raiders organization, and fire McKenzie. That comes through several times a week. So we missed you. We always know it's you. We're happy that you're back. The Yankees are getting on everybody's nerves. Again.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Let's do this giveaway, though, here real quick. We got the NCAA, well, everyone except you. NCAA doubleheader is coming to town. Kansas versus Stanford and Sac State.
Stickers up.
Versus Portland. We'll get it. It's Wednesday. Yeah. It's still early in the week, sort of. December 21st at the Golden One Center. A couple of things. This will be the last giveaway for these tickets that we do over the terrestrial style of radio. We'll give out another four-pack of tickets tomorrow and Friday, but we're going to come up with something that allows people who are listening to us both on the KHTK app and on KHTK.com to have a good shot at winning as well because they're on such a delay. It's a little bit more difficult for them. I don't know what the hell that thing's going to be. Probably should have thought it out before we said it out loud or I said it out loud, but we want to make sure everybody has a chance to win these. So today, if you want to get your hands on them, this four-pack of tickets, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. If you want more information on the event, go to KHTK.com. All right. The captain sends old Giancarlo Stanton, over to his buddies in New York.
Remember, they tried other teams first, but yes, he ended there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Well, Stanton said no to the Giants, right?
Allegedly.
Okay. No to the Cardinals, a few other teams.
Rumor has it.
Okay.
Perhaps it was Jeets.
Could be.
Old captain doing his charm. Yeah. He said no, not feeling it. Look what New York offered. First of all, did they have to trade him now?
No, but that's what they're doing. They're just gutting salary.
So that's Derek Jeter's first order of business is gutting salaries?
Seemingly, because they're losing proposition. He spent a bunch of money to take ownership, and now they're not getting it back in gate and attendance.
Scott Boras said, we've seen one of our major league jewelry stores become a pawn shop.
Hmm.
I get the feeling he might have been referring to the Marlins.
Yeah.
I can't confirm, right. But I think he was.
Yeah.
So the Yankees now have Aaron Judge. Can't wait to hear what corny-ass line your boy comes up for Giancarlo Stanton. Ugh. Yeah. It'll be 45-minute home run call if those two go back-to-back. But now there's another wrinkle in the conversation. Manny Machado? Really?
They're talking about him in New York, seriously.
This is why people hate the Yankees.
Yeah, and I get it. I understand that because in one offseason where they were kind of, for once in their lifetime, kind of the underdog or underachieving, hey, I like this group of Yankees. They weren't supposed to be there, and they were nice. They were taking on, you know, the Indians, the hottest team, and then the Astros. And
it was cute.
It was. It was a nice feel-good story. You add Stanton, that's completely gone. You turn back into the evil empire, and now the rumors about Baltimore. Basically, Machado is as gifted a third baseman as they're in the league, is in the league. He's young still, and he's got 1 year left. Baltimore, I think, is pretty much certain they're not going to be able to pay him after this year. So I think they're willing to move him. All right, well, you don't have to trade him to the Yankees, but if you're trading him to a team, for anybody looking at the one-year rental, you're not going to get that much back. Now, if you're trading to a team that is willing to then sign him, which the Yankees, I think, would be willing to do, now you could start going after, oh, no. I want your top prospect. You know what? And your top two prospects. Maybe your top three and a position player. You can really go after some people if you're the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
But the Yankees would be even more stacked.
Another name that has been tied to them for so many years, because this is just the way Major League Baseball works, is when you're a hot player, you're tied to the New York Yankees when your contract is up, is Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Of the Washington Nationals. And Scott Boras, I just told you at the winter meetings, he said we've had one of our Major League jewelry stores become a pawn shop. Well, once you weeded through all of that, he had also said that that he's met with the Washington Nationals about a long-term extension for Bryce Harper. You think that's genuine?
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe it changed with two parts Stanton, of the outfield that are already in New York now.
Yeah,
with Judge and Stanton.
Perhaps.
But that's
this
I
is
can see
what
why
drives people nuts. Yeah. Like this is.
It's Stanton, not a guarantee, by the way, though.
Machado going to the Yankees.
No, not only that, but just like, yeah, they sound like they're stacked, but.
This okay. I feel like this doesn't always work.
Exactly.
I know old Dan Snyder, he tried to buy the Washington team there, mm-hmm. in the NFL team in Washington, a Super Bowl title
right.
A while back with like, I think it was 67-year-old Deion Sanders. Brought in a number of high-priced individuals. None of that worked out. Actually, Deion wasn't 67 at the time. I think his last run was with Baltimore. Did he wear the number 39? That was his age? I think so.
Yeah.
That could be wrong. I have to look that up because, we don't really spit the facts first. We look it up later to make sure we're right. But it worked. It worked in Golden State, but that was just one player.
Right.
They're not assembling an entire roster. It worked in Miami. I guess that would be the closest because you brought in two players.
True.
I mean, Dwayne Wade would be the Aaron Judge and Manny Machado and
Giancarlo. Celtics, right?
Yeah. That was a trade.
Two guys
that
came
works.
In with Pierce.
Yep, with Pierce, yeah.
But then there's also the one years ago, Houston. Oh, man, Barkley's going to join Pippen and Olajuwon and Drexler. It was like, no, not so much.
There's a couple of different of –
Lakers
recently? Yeah, there's the – you brought this one up to me before the show, the Kobe, Dwight Howard, Steve Nash one.
Yeah,
but
Powell, right?
There's the other one. Yeah. No. Was Powell there?
Wait, there was a fourth. Maybe it was Artest. Maybe that's what the fourth. There was like a fourth pretty
no,
prominent
Powell
player.
No, Powell had to have been there.
I felt like
Powell
he
was. Powell was there. Yeah, Powell was there.
And that team was like, how are they not going to win it?
Yeah.
They didn't come close.
Who was the coach of that team? Because it wasn't Phil. It was D'Antoni.
Yeah.
It was Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
And
then I think it went to Bernie Bickerstaff.
That sounds
not,
about
not
right.
His son is it, the interim.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Think. It went to a Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
That's all that's important.
But it isn't foolproof.
But there's also the other Laker team. The Kobe, Shaq, Karl Malone,
true.
Gary Payton Laker team.
And that team, they got to the finals.
But those guys aren't in it. Those weren't in their prime players. Like these guys coming to the Yankees
right.
are in their prime.
Yeah.
That's different.
It is, but the Cubs won 2 years ago. They're going to be as good next year, and they were good. But baseball can change on you. Pitching's so important. The Yankees have good bullpen. They don't have the greatest starting pitching, but if they added Machado, that's the kind of thing I think though that would bother fans. Obviously, I think Stanton already does bother fans, unless you're like the Yankees. But yeah, they're like, what? That's the rich getting richer, and a lot of times that's the case here. But I think they've been creative because they built a lot of these guys. Now they're trading for them and adding and taking on salary that not a lot of other teams can do.
I wonder is this good for baseball? Do the Yankees have to be – is the Yankees being good for baseball?
I feel like it is because there's a reaction.
Now, is it good for baseball if they're too good?
Probably not.
Okay.
Unless that gets you to where you hate them.
This is what I'm getting at. Does Stanton's drug test increase if the Yankees get too good? Not insinuating anything. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at that. The Yankees are 22-1. Huh. Hey, I think we need to check old Giancarlo and see how he's feeling today.
Won the MVP last year. Why couldn't it just be that?
Yeah, because no one who has won an MVP in baseball has ever cheated.
Yeah.
No one.
Was he getting
never?
Was he getting tested that much last
not
year?
Not once. I have no idea.
Yeah. So why would it have
he
to
was
be
in
more?
Miami? No one cared right. if he was getting tested or not.
I think everyone in Miami is using something.
That's probably very true. It's probably a variety. Does Miami know that they have a baseball team?
Not at all.
You know what one of the funniest things I'll ever remember David Stern saying was when the Heat won. It must have been the year they beat the Spurs in that crazy
The Ray Allen, yeah.
The next year.
Okay.
When he has to stand in Miami at the middle of the court and say, wow, we're so happy to bring a championship here to these wonderful fans in Miami. The fact that he was able to do that with a straight face is always one of the greatest things to me. Yeah. Because he
didn't mean it.
That had to be a joke, right? Like he was probably like getting everybody in the truck to laugh, the production truck or the NBA offices. Like, watch this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna crack you guys up when I introduce the city.
Yeah.
I don't think Miami knows they have a baseball team.
No, and they traded another guy today. They're just gutting that team, completely gutting.
Would it be more profitable for Derek Jeter and the Marlins to just say, you know what? Come on, come to the game, free, come hang out, and just make money off the concessions?
It might be, yeah. $1 ticket night, so you just get them to spend something, and then you're in there and you're buying shirts, hats,
to hell with a dollar. Yeah. Come on in.
Free?
Yeah, let them in.
Yeah.
Doors open. Come on. And you get food, and you get your jerseys and your hats, though I don't think they'll do that, but they'll get beer.
Sell the other team's gear.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yankee night.
Yes.
There you go. You sell all the Yankee gear
night is the Marlins are playing the Reds.
it's Derek Jeter captain night here at hey, it's Jay Cutler night.
Oh, no. We want people in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My mistake. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have come out. I think there's a conversation to be had here. We will. Plus, the Linear Championship will be defended in just over an hour. I know you are all very much looking forward to that. We'll explain next. Teach me how to dug it. 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 Everybody love me. Everybody love me. Everybody love me. You ain't messing with my duggie. The NBA Linear Championship will be defended tonight in just over an hour when the Indiana Pacers defend against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That'll be an emotional game, right? Paul George going back to Indiana.
Yeah, it's got that old just hoping this provides some closure remark from Paul George. But, yeah, I imagine – well, I imagine they're going to cheer the hell out of Victor Oladipo tonight in Indiana as well. We'll see. Pacers played pretty well over the course of the last week or so.
Yeah, especially Victor Oladipo, like you
said. Yeah, Victor Oladipo has been great. The Thunder – pretty much the opposite of everything we just said.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that plays out. I did get a text here. We got a text at 44-11-40. The Carolina Hurricanes are your reigning NHL Linear Champions after beating Las Vegas last night.
Okay.
Is that
accurate? I'm going to trust the text line on that.
I remember getting a text saying that Las Vegas was playing for the Linear National Championship. So it is up to you, our dear friend here on the text line at 44-11-40, to follow the NHL Linear Championship.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that one. Following the basketball one is hard enough. Actually, following it isn't hard. Trying to project when the Kings might play for it again is a little bit dicey. I got Oklahoma City winning the championship tonight.
Really? It from the Pacers?
Absolutely. There's no way I'm picking against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I still don't think they're right.
They're not, but they're going to get right tonight, and Paul George knows it.
Okay.
He might go 0-10. And Carmelo will go 1-17.
Oh, but Russ will save the day?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's going to be the opposite of Sam Amick. He is the anti-Sam Amick. Sam Amick was—he just tried to gloss over that, too, as if
he
wasn't going to catch him crapping all over my man, Russell Westbrook III. No chance, man. OKC. We're talking about OKC as the champions tomorrow. The 2018 inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are out. Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Sure, absolutely. No?
I don't know. That's the one that, like...
That bothered you the most?
No. It didn't bother me at all. Dire Straits, The Cars, The Moody Blues, Nina
Dire
Simone.
Dire Straits?
Yeah, that was like, really? What is... Money for Nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that there?
Yeah, I think they had another one.
Do you remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that song is... It doesn't age well. It's very homophobic. Like, I know we don't dissect lyrics, but that song does not age well.
Okay.
In fact, it ages really, really bad.
I just didn't know that they had a bunch of other, big collection.
I couldn't tell you one.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I know they have one other song that was, at that time, but that's two.
I remember The Cars.
Of course, yeah.
But I couldn't, like, if you said a song, like, I would remember it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember one off the top of my head.
Cars?
Yeah.
Magic?
Can you sing it?
Oh, no, I'm terrible at that.
I can't.
It's Magic.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's The Cars? Okay. Yeah. That's a great song. Moody Blues, Nina Simone, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Hopefully I got that right.
That's the list?
Yeah. So Bon Jovi,
Feels like a lean Hall of Fame year.
That's very lean.
Yeah.
It's very, very lean.
But yeah, Bon Jovi makes a lot of sense to me.
No hip-hop in here?
Not in this
There's regard. Not a lot of hip Who's NWA is in? Who are the hip-hop inductees?
Did Tupac just go in?
Tupac just went in. Biggie's not in, right? I don't think Biggie.
Don't you have to be good to get in the...
I will kick your ass. You calm down. I mean, don't make the argument that Biggie can't get in because he made three albums.
Right.
Or you could say he only made two. NWA made one. Like the NWA version that is in the Hall of Fame. They made one. Is like Living on a Prayer, is that a good song?
I think so.
I mean, I'll sing the hell out of it like a drunk frat brother.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the song is good.
Personally, I'm a bigger John Bovey fan than Bon Jovi.
Is that a reference to something that I'm not getting?
What Saturday Night Live, it was a
of course.
Bon Jovi opposite band.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Can you?
Chris could probably sing it. Remember some of their lyrics?
I'm trying to think. I think it's, what's the?
They did Living on a Prayer. You're not halfway there or something like that.
Oh, we're all the way there. Oh, dying on a prayer.
Oh.
Take my foot. We won't make it, I won't swear.
What?
It's the opposite.
That's an SNL skit?
Dying on a prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Who did that? Did someone famous do it?
It was John Bovey.
Yeah, but the group was what?
It was Will
Doug
Forte
is trashing
and,
you behind
Jason
your back.
Sudeikis.
I just want you to know that. Doug is absolutely trashing you behind your back. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why are we looking for hip hop? Because there's hip hop artists in there. Come on, give me a break. NWA's in it. Who there? I just had it. Tupac. I just had it. Run DMC is in it, right? Run DMC is in the hip hop. Yeah. At least they better be. Bon Jovi was the one I just questioned. Like, oh, okay. Like it's like I know the words to his songs. Does that constitute the Hall of Fame? I don't know.
There's a lot of songs.
Shot Through the Heart.
Yeah,
You're Too Blame, brother. Yeah. You gave. I guess he is. He's. I guess it's funny that he's not in yet.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have been. He's had a long career.
Probably so. What is the criteria for the Rock and Roll
that
Hall of Fame?
That is a great question.
Is it as arbitrary as some of the other Hall of Fames
probably.
In sports?
Drug-free. Oh, no.
Oh,
not drug-free.
Easy, Tiger.
They have an asterisk, the different wing.
Yeah, it's the whole Hall of Fame.
Yeah. They have just the clean version.
Oh.
It's one guy, maybe one lady.
Yeah, one bronze statue. They don't get to perform, though.
It's a boy band. That's it.
No, those are the
later years, then it was awful. They transition. They start in one wing and they go to the other.
I was going to say those are the worst because those are the ones with terrible terrible drug habits. Did we get everything in? Did we talk about Tom Brady's TB12 app? If he can get $20 per month, we can get the DC13 app going for like $5 a month.
Yeah. Absolutely.
See, $5 a
what
month.
What do we get from that?
You get health advice.
Yeah.
You get health and wellness and workout advice from Doug Christie.
Positive you get, affirmation.
You get how to throw punches.
Yeah.
From Doug Christie. Behind the scenes footage of all of his reality shows. The cutting room floor stuff. You get
wardrobe.
All of that.
Selections. You can pick what he wears.
I think I want to get a pep talk from Mrs. Christie
because
I think Mrs. Christie's a hell of a motivator.
Okay,
we get her on as well. That's a fraction of what Tom Brady is charging.
That would kill. You got to do
let's,
it.
Let's
yeah,
let's
make it happen.
All right, we got business to attend to. We appreciate. I just looked at the text line. Sorry, we'll have to cover some of this stuff tomorrow. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow. As we mentioned, the show is going to be packed. Alan Horton, he is the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He'll be with us at 1 o'clock. Our final visit of the year, Nate Lundy, fantasy football. The semifinals are here for many of you. Also, if you want to do some daily fantasy, he will be with us for his final visit of the season at 2 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have everything that happens tonight, including who will be the linear champion in the NBA. That's all coming up. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you at noon.
Your hatred's like good.